Psalm 78, Part 2, Preface. In the wilderness, the children of Israel did eat angels' food, bread from heaven. The angels are spirits and need no bodily food, but the manna is so called because it was given from heaven. On this bread from heaven, the children of Israel subsisted in the wilderness, and it was a food which could be prepared in manifold ways to suit the taste. This manna was an emblem of the promised Savior. Eating it, the Israelite was to argue, "As this bread from heaven sustains my bodily life in this waste wilderness, so will God send one from heaven who will be the life of my soul." Christ is the true bread from heaven, as he says, "My Father giveth you the true bread from heaven, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and gives life unto the world." John 6:32. Eating this bread gives the soul a new and heavenly life, for he says, "He that eateth me, even he shall live by me." Verse 57. This eating is not done with the mouth, as is the sacramental eating of Christ's body in the Lord's Supper, but this is a spiritual eating which is done with the faith of the heart, when we embrace him as the propitiation for our sins and our righteousness. So he explains this eating in the words, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." If we daily provide food for the body, we ought not forget to nourish the soul with this bread of life. And often should we approach the Lord's table, that the sacramental eating be unto us a seal of the spiritual eating, and we can cheerfully say, "He is mine, and I am his." And now, let us hear the second part of the 78th Psalm. Man did eat angels' food. He sent them meat to the full. He caused an east wind to blow in the heaven, and by his power he brought in the south wind. He rained flesh also upon them as dust, and feathered fowls like as the sand of the sea. And he let it fall in the midst of their camp, round about their habitations. So they did eat, and were well filled, for he gave them their own desire. They were not estranged from their lust, but while their meat was yet in their mouth. The wrath of God came upon them, and slew the fattest of them, and smote down the chosen men of Israel. For all this they sinned still, and believed not for his wondrous works. Therefore their days did he consume in vanity, and their years in trouble. When he slew them, then they sought him, and they returned and inquired early after God. And they remembered that God was their rock, and the high God their Redeemer. Nevertheless, they did flatter him with their mouth, and they lied unto him with their tongues. For their heart was not right with him, neither were they steadfast in his covenant. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity, and destroyed them not. Yea, many a time turned he his anger away, and did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a wind that passes away and comes not again. How oft did they provoke him in the wilderness, and grieve him in the desert? Yea, they turned back and tempted God, and limited the Holy One of Israel. They remembered not his hand, nor the day when he delivered them from the enemy, how he had wrought his signs in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Zoan, and had turned their rivers into blood, and their floods that they could not drink. He sent diverse sorts of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs, which destroyed them. He gave also their increase unto the caterpillar, and their labor unto the locust. He destroyed their vines with hail, and their sycamore trees with frost. He gave up their cattle also to the hail, and their flocks to hot thunderbolts. He cast upon them the fierceness of his anger, wrath, and indignation, and trouble, by sending evil angels among them. He made a way to his anger. He spared not their soul from death, but gave their life over to the pestilence, and smote all the firstborn in Egypt, the chief of their strength in the tabernacles of Ham, but made his own people to go forth like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. Summary. This text shows the desperate wickedness of man's heart. God granted the wish of the Israelites, sending them bread from heaven and meat by an east wind. Yet they did not repent to ask pardon for their murmuring and to eat with thanksgiving. Therefore, the Lord's anger was kindled. The plague came upon them, and the place was called Kibroth Hattaavah, the graves of the lusters. Numbers 11:34. Under the Lord's chastening hand, they indeed repented, but not right. For their unbelief and many revoltings, they had to spend their days in vanity, pitching their tents in the desert, and they did not reach the land of promise. Legion is the name of their followers. Good days men abuse unto sin. In affliction they repent, but not right. And when the affliction is over, they are worse than before. Let us not abuse God's good gifts to pander to the flesh. On the day of his visitation, let us turn to him with all our heart in sincerity and truth, watching lest we miss that great salvation and perish. Prayer. Thou, our Father in heaven, art a Father indeed, merciful, good, and kind. Teach us to know and to acknowledge thee as the giver of every good gift, that we abuse it not unto sin. Deal not with us after our ingratitude and lukewarmness, but chasten us with measure so as to keep us in the way everlasting. Amen.